It is 549 at KLIF. Well, women-only co-working spaces are on the rise as reports of sexual harassment are on the rise. Is this a good thing, a bad thing, or does it not really matter? Joining us to talk about the new trend is workplace culture expert Jerry Acuff. Good morning, Jerry.
Morning, Amy. How are you?
Good. Have you heard about this, these women-only co-working spaces?
You know, I have read about it, and it's pretty interesting. I mean, they're really becoming quite popular. They've got the Wings is one that I think was written up recently, has a couple in New York City, but Hera Hub is international, and they got a bunch of them in the U.S. and across the world. And then there's Chico System and Paper Dolls and Rise Collaborative in St. Louis. I mean, they're quite popular.
So what is the thinking here? If you break up the sexes, then you're not going to have any problems? Is that the idea?
No, I think the idea is like anything else in business. It's a niche market. I mean, it's certainly not for everybody. But if you look at women who work from home, who, you know, oftentimes need, you know, some things that they can't get at home. For example, they can't get resources. They might need a bigger printer. They might need, you know, connections with somebody else if they're doing something in a collaborative way, like, you know, a small consulting company or a graphic design company, et cetera. It's just a place where they can actually go and feel comfortable, feel connected fairly quickly, and be a part of a community of people without sort of, you know, striving alone at home. And I think the real attraction to this is that it does create a community. It's apparently, from everything I've studied, it's a fun place for people to actually work and be productive without, you know, the sort of the pressure of how do I fit in. And apparently there is some sincere feeling that people are accepted in a workplace more easily in this kind of situation. And I can tell you from having, you know, been vice president, general manager of a company with 1,000 employees, you know, fitting in and feeling connected, it sometimes takes an awful long time. If you can go someplace where that happens reasonably instantaneously, there's a lot of attraction to that. And I actually think it's a good thing.
So this sounds like it's more a place, as you said, for women who work from home to go to, as opposed to, let's say, a big corporation having just an on-site workplace for just women.
Yes. I mean, it's clearly for, you know, entrepreneurs and it could be for women who work in companies who have to work from home, because there's an awful lot of, you know, that telecommuting stuff that goes on. And I can tell you, you know, I work from home sometimes, and you know, I have an office in Philadelphia, and you know, there's distractions at home and you don't have all the resources. I mean, I can only print so much from my printer. You know, my fax machine doesn't work out here in the country. I mean, so, you know, for $150, $200 a month, I think some of them go up to $500 or $600 a month, depending on the services you access. It actually can be, A, very reasonable, B, incredibly helpful. The other thing that's really important here is the community that's built there. So if you look at one of these places, the Wings, that hasn't even opened yet, it's got 3,000 people on their waiting list. And so it tells me it's not just about women. It's about women who want to be more productive, but also believe that connecting with other successful women is really important. And I would say to you that that is incredibly important, and it doesn't happen, in my view, nearly as much in the business world as it should, for, you know, whatever reasons there are. So I think it's a great trend, actually. I think it's a niche market that'll be wildly successful. And I think if you can go someplace and work where it's fun, where it's productive, where it creates a community of people who can connect easily with each other, that they can collaborate with in a business setting, and some of the videos that you watch about people that are doing testimonials, that's exactly what's happening. That's an ideal work environment. It's ideal.
Well,
so, now, who wouldn't want to work in an ideal work environment?
Well, exactly right. I have no problem with people doing this. That's fine. You can work wherever you want to work. You can work with whom you ever wish to work with. But I do have a little bit of an old-fashioned knuckle-dragging guy take on this, and that is what I'm hearing here is that women are happier and work better if they're working together with other women. And in my experience, very often women are catty and gossipy and
true
and resentful of other women in the workplace, more so than men.
Well, you know, I don't know if there have been any studies done on that stuff, but I refuse to comment.
Okay, I think that's a good position to take.
I kind of like working with men. I
don't think people are that different. I mean, I know a lot of catty, backstabbing, people in their gender neutral, and I think the key here is that people want to work where they think they can get stuff done. And I do think that there is, you know, regardless of whether it has something to do with, you know, the fact that it's in, many people would say it's predominantly been a men's world for an awful long time, and that creates its own, you know, issues. I think that it's totally natural to want to be around people who are like you and people who want you to succeed. And I think this is these businesses are creating that environment, and it'll thrive. Now, I'll also tell you, if it'll thrive for them, it'll also thrive, you know, for men. And Sooner or later, somebody will come up with a similar concept.
Right. Okay. No,
Then people will complain.
I see exactly what you're saying, and I certainly can't disagree. If that's what you expect, that's what you will have, is a nice place to work. Thanks, Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry. No, Dave, I was going to say, I need to replace you with
the email
co-host.
You should do that. I'll go home and listen to every morning and chuckle because I know.